Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors over the course of 5 weeks, hearing about issues specific to the district as well as the county as a whole. This weekend, we're joined in studio by District 5 Supervisor Carl Rotifer. Supervisor Rotifer, next thing I want to ask you about is kind of one of the high-profile general projects, the Law and Justice Center, where we've had the juvenile hall now constructed. We've got the jail on the horizon. Eventually, the state of California planning to put in a courthouse. You know, what's your thoughts just on how that project and the whole scope of the projects have come along?
Well, I think it's going along as I would say expected. We've had some hiccups, obviously, with the juvenile detention facility. We work our way through that. A couple of cost overruns. I don't want to say not unexpected. You never like to have cost overruns, but projects of that magnitude sometimes do. Obviously, it is a regional juvenile detention facility, and our chief probation officer is working very hard to bring in the contracts with our regional partners, and that's, I think, now that is going well. There's still a couple more to bring in, but Calaveras County just voted on it. I believe it was last week or the week before to join us. So that's looking positive. Obviously, the transit facility is there, almost there. The jail's next, and the courthouse obviously is going to be dependent on state funding. The jail, we're in the process of going out for bids on it. We're going to either start that in the winter or early spring of next year and complete it in the late summer, early fall of the following year. That's all on track so far. We're looking forward to it. The jail is probably one of the most needed facilities in our county. If you don't believe me, give me a call. I'll be glad to hook you up with Sheriff Mealy, and he can give you a tour of our current jail. It's really dilapidated and pretty much unusable beyond what its current state is. So we really do need the new jail. And again, the county courthouse depends on state funding.
You know, another topic I want to ask you about, when you first became supervisor before the last stepping in during this current term, I can't imagine you were thinking about you're going to be talking about marijuana so much at supervisor meetings. That's become a big issue, of course, in the county. You know, what's your thoughts and where do you fall in on those debates?
Well, one, I'm disappointed in our federal government because, quite frankly, there's a dearth of truly scientifically studied data out there on the effects of marijuana on people. There's a whole lot of anecdotal evidence. There's a whole lot of studies that have been done by people largely that had an agenda on either side. And so the data competes with itself. I've spent more time probably reading up on marijuana issue than any other issue, and in some cases, any 10 issues that I've dealt with. And the fact that it is a Class 1 controlled substance, Schedule 1 controlled substance at the federal level, makes it virtually impossible to do real good scientific studies, university level kind of studies that can give us the real data that we need to make good coherent decisions. On the other side of another aspect of it is the state did legalize it, so we have to deal with that, okay? And we have to decide how we're going to deal with that, and that's where we're at right now. Our big goal is to not get out in front of ourselves. I am a very strong proponent, and I will always be a very strong proponent, that any ordinance that we pass has to be enforceable, and enforceable within reasonable resources. We have limited enforcement resources in this county. If we're going to increase those resources, then somebody has to pay for that, and my view is to the extent that it's driven by the marijuana industry, then the marijuana industry is going to have to pay for that. So we're going slowly. this is a very divisive issue. It's near 50-50 in this county in terms of opinions, and people tend to be pretty polarized in their opinion on marijuana. We're going to do what's best for the majority in Tuolumne County. We're going to do what's best for the people of Tuolumne County, but we're going to take our time doing it. And we're going to get it right as much as we can the first time and not have to backtrack.
You know, when people who are pro-marijuana, who I'm sure some have made the argument saying, you know, what passed by the narrowest margin in Tuolumne County, what's kind of your response to not just having the full-on allowing it to go outdoor and so forth?
Well, I think a lot of people that voted for legalizing marijuana did so not necessarily considering all the potential consequences. A lot of people that have contacted me and said, you know, I voted for legalizing marijuana, but I had no idea that somebody was going to put 100 plants on a 5-acre parcel right next to me. So, you know, I wouldn't take that voter percentage as a absolute cut and dried indication of how people feel about the entire marijuana situation. A lot of times people change their mind when it's up close and personal. So, and I'm seeing a lot of that in the responses that I've gotten from our action a couple of board meetings ago. So, clearly it's, I've heard more positive reaction than negative reaction. That'll change as soon as this gets aired, because the people that are against it will start contacting me. I understand that. That's just the nature of doing business. But this is not an easy situation, and it is a near 50-50 split, and it is polarizing.
Also, got a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, this past summer I received a call from a Jamestown constituent asking about the county cutting back on its roadside vegetation program when there were some of the wildfires taking place, and he had some concerns. Is there any light you can shed in regards to if that was a situation that actually happened?
Sure. A lot of people don't realize that we get money from a lot of different sources to run various programs in the county. And a lot of those sources are grants. And grants have an expiration date. And if you lose grant funding, you either got to quit doing whatever you were doing that was grant funded, or you have to take money from something else that you're doing to pick up the difference. And I believe that this was a situation where we lost some grant funding. We've tried to do what we could to keep the level of effort up, but the reality is we can't do everything on limited resources. And so when the source of funding goes away, we have to make some very, very hard decisions on whether we're going to be able to continue those services, or whether we're going to, in which case we're going to have to take down levels of effort in other service areas. It's a tough juggling act.
A lot of tough issues and big issues we've discussed on this weekend show. Supervisor Roedefer, thank you so much for coming in and getting us up to speed on all these issues.
Well, BJ, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to not just my constituents, but Tuolumne County as a whole. We're working every day to do our very best. The entire board is, and the entire staff is, to make the life in Tuolumne County the best that it can be.
Again, we thank Supervisor Carl Roedefer for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Next week, we'll be back with District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.